The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Where the troops at.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense.
You know that we ain't coming back. We about to.
The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys and show, but Dante was my guy.
Get to dashing because you're done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
AG. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from NFL playoffs to pro and college basketball, UFC, MMA, and much more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Chief Concerns. I'm Marcus Dash here with our guy, legendary tight end Jason Dunn, who is actually in LA right now teaching some of the young tight end prospects at the NFLPA Bowl, which you can see that on Saturday, 6:30 or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NFL Network. JD, how are things going over there, man?
Man, good. Everything is going great. Actually out here with some former players, Chiefs players. And so that's what I was kind of excited about, seeing some of the guys that I played with And, you know, we have Benny Sapp and Andre Rison and Derek Alexander and Bobby Scipio. So when you see those guys and guys that you battle with, you know, going to battle, I mean, it's a great feeling. Not to mention, like, other guys, you know, like Eddie George is the head coach here. And then we have, on the other side, Jeff Fisher. And so, you know, you see guys that you played against and, you know, seeing them and talking to them, you know, it's brotherhood, man. It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And so whenever you have a chance like this to kind of coach with these guys and just seeing what they're given, you know, the toolage they're giving these young guys, the information and knowledge, man, it's so incredible. Such a blessing for these guys. And half of them don't even know what they got. I mean, you know, I got Jackie Slater as, you know, offensive line coach. You know what I mean? Seneca Wallace is a quarterback's coach. I mean, we got some really, really, you know, great guys, like I said, on both sides of the ball. So it's going to be really exciting, man, coming on Saturday to see what these young pups can do. And when I'm telling you, as far as scouts out here, man, it's just every team, guys from, you know, CFL. I mean, it's packed with talent and a lot of evaluators. So you'll see these people, that the guys is out here, going to be playing on Sunday, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the game on Saturday and see. Hopefully they get spotted. You, I'm going to have my camera ready to go. Any chance they see you on Saturday, take a picture of that.
yeah. National squad. I'm on the national side. So.
Okay, so we're team national side on Chief
Concerns. Team national, baby. That's right. Sir. Yeah.
That's cool, man. I'm sure the kids are lucky, you know, to being getting all that, but bestowing all that wisdom from all the guys, especially you, especially the tight ends, being able to be taught by, you know, one of the best tight ends to ever walk this earth. So that's awesome, man.
I appreciate you saying so. Thank you.
Of course, man. Of course. So JD, obviously you've been in LA, and obviously the Chiefs, it's been obviously a playoff game in Kansas City. Everyone, it's a roller coaster. We saw Mahomes get injured. We thought he was going to be done. Only a high ankle sprain, and the high ankle sprains are tough or rough injuries. But playing against Cincinnati, which is it's our kryptonite. The one thing that everyone's talking about is the fact that, you know, Cincinnati has our number. Three straight games of them beating us by 3 points in all these games. And one thing that I see to be a little different, right? If you see the end of that game on Sunday or Saturday, we had a little different of a game plan once Mahomes got hurt. It was more of a balanced approach. And I think people think that Cincinnati has our number. They've dominated us the last three times with the healthy Patrick Mahomes. But I think talking about this, How big of a deal is it going to be for Andy Reid's game plan on Sunday? For the fact that Cincinnati's never really seen our game plan with an 80% Mahomes or 75% Mahomes. It's going to be kind of a different game altogether for our team that Cincinnati hasn't seen before. We're going to see more Pacheco. We might see more McKinnon. How much of this game rides on Andy Reid's shoulders in the game plan he presents on Sunday night?
Well, you know what? I know you use the word dominant. I don't think they've dominated us at all. I think they've escaped these last three times. And so, if anything, I think the Bengals have been fairly lucky. You know, I mean, we've handled them the first halves of each game like we should have. Like, we were the championship team. Like, we were the team to beat. And we were. And we still are. No question about it. And so, I think Andy, you know, having this balanced attack, even if you use, you know, Pacheco and those guys, like, to me, as you should, I think the last three games, that should have been the game plan, at least getting those guys a little bit more touches. And so I think that might have been the one when we got beat down in Kansas City. We didn't have nothing to do. We in the red zone, you know, 5 yards to go in, and we didn't run the football effectively. But now we got some bangers, guys could get in. You know, we know the guys are going to be able to come off the football and hit guys in the mouth. And I think that has always, at least for me, has to be a very important element of what you do, especially against a Cincinnati team, right? And so they know we can pass the football, and they sit people back eight, you know, sitting back or seven, whatever, in zone, just trying to cover and, you know, and outnumber us. But if we're running the football effectively, they have to play us honest. And so Pacheco, he could start getting off, let him get some juice going. Same thing with McKinnon, you know, a couple of little swing passes, you know, maybe if you get a screen here and there, you know, you're going to keep the defense on his toes. So I think Andy in himself, I think he understands, he's watched these last three games that we played, okay? And to him, it's all about, okay, well, listen, what did we not do? What did we not adjust to? And I think this is going to be different, right? I think maybe the first three games, I want to say it was a lack of adjustment, but I think that our game plan was so solid that we felt like it was going to continue for whatever we did. And we just got caught in a couple of situations where we weren't able to move the football when we needed to win the game. But I do believe it's going to be different. Our defense is different. Also, stopping the run. The young guys in the secondary is going to do a really good job against their receivers, you know, and their tight end. So it's a really good matchup for us, the way I look at it. You know, like I said before, I think the Bengals have been the ones that have won the victory. But to be honest, I look at us as being the more dominant team.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And one thing that's been on all the talking points by a lot of talking heads on ESPN, Fox Sports this week has been this is being a legacy defining game for Mahomes. Mahomes lost every matchup against Joe Burrow. And some are saying that if Mahomes loses this game to Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL. In the NFL, he's the top guy, and Mahomes is essentially comparing it to Brady Manning. Mahomes being the Manning in this conversation, and Burrow being the Brady. Do you think this game is a legacy defining game for Patrick Mahomes?
No, that's silly talk. It's crazy. It's crazy talk right there, right? Because it's not just Burrow and Patrick. You know, you got 22 guys that's out there on the field. They play. So it's a team sport. That's how it works. And so you can't fault something happening on Patrick if, you know, let's just say the defense doesn't do their job, right? Or special teams, whoever it may be. Okay. So it's not necessarily Brady against Mahomes. You know, it's the Kansas City Chiefs against the Bengals. And so that's what we need to understand and keep talking about. I know people like to use these different scenarios and pitting one guy against another. Shoot, if you're gonna do it, why not just use, Eli Apple against, you know, MBS or whatever, right? Let's do that if you just want to. I just, I don't really get into that. To me, you know, it's all about the Chiefs and the Bengals as a whole, right? And like I said before, a great matchup this weekend. Hey, but I do believe, you know, Kansas City's going to pull it off. I really do. And I think the Bengals, yeah, you know, they puffed their chest out, right, because they won. You know, you got bragging rights. Okay. Oh, you beat your last three times. Okay. Y'all holding on to that three victories really tight because you know that. You know it. Any other time, it could be the other way. So let's just understand, you know, the perspective and where guys are at. So it hadn't been no blowouts. If anything, we was handing them, you know, the butt kicking the first half of it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think to me, the whole legacy, I think the legacy talk is stupid. Someone pointed out that Jake Plummer was 3-0 against Tom Brady. Or we're not saying Jake Plummer is a better quarterback than Tom Brady, but.
No. Right. Yeah, come on.
I think for me, I think it's not legacy defining, but, you know, Andy Reid has taken the Eagles, took the Eagles five times the NFC Championship game, took the Chiefs now five times the AFC Championship game. In all the games he's been into nine times so far, he's 3-6. He loses this. If he loses this one, he becomes 3-7 in all conference championship games. I think it's more of a legacy defining thing. I'm more about Andy Reid, not legacy defining, but he could put himself into that like hierarchy of that different of like the upper echelon of coaches of all time. If he wins this game and goes to Super Bowl again and obviously wins that, I think that's more legacy talk should be more about that. Not really about Mahomes and Burrow. I mean, these guys are 26 and 27 right now. There's so much time left in their careers.
Way too much time out of your wrist. Come on. So, yeah, I'm just like you, man. It just doesn't make any sense to go ahead and have a conversation right now. And, it's a legacy game. What are you talking about? Right? Patrick Mahomes has been the dominant quarterback in the league since he's gotten here. Mm-hmm. And it's not even close. So, let's just look at the numbers and whatnot, okay? So, let's just keep it fair, okay? We're evaluating how that goes. We know who is the better quarterback than this. And I'm not taking anything away from Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is an absolutely talented quarterback. He's a winner. He works hard, you know, and he's a good quarterback. He really is. But he's not Patrick Mahomes, you know. And I think, you know, Joe, of course, I'm like, yeah, you know, I could beat. But he understands Patrick's team. He's right over here with this, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And I think Marcus Spears on ESPN, he had a funny nugget earlier. He said that
If Mahomes had Tyler Boyd, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, he would throw for 7,000 yards. He goes, Joe Burrow's a great quarterback, but he said if he had those weapons, Mahomes would throw for 6,000 or 7,000 yards this season. So, like, let's not compare the two quarterbacks, which
right.
I think we both agree on that one.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And one thing that I think we always talk about, everything gets carried away by the offense. People always talk about the offense. And I think the one thing we need to talk about this game, you mentioned it defensively. I kind of cherry picked the last two games against Cincinnati to look at and third down. And I remember this is one thing we talked about in texting and the following after that game. We talked about the third down conversions. In those two games, last two games, the Bengals were 15 of 25 on third down, 60%. Compare that to their season average of 47% on third down. So that means that they're 13% better on third downs against us.
Right.
So my question is, what do we have to do to kind of to hold them on third down instead of allowing them to do, you know, what they've been doing to us on third downs?
I think if you're looking at just accumulation of things, so how you can get the numbers where they are. We try some things on third down, right? I mean, we have, and just hadn't worked as far as, you know, scheme wise. And I think it just has to be the difference of it. And if a team's successful, you know, on third down, you know, what are they doing? You know, how short is it? And if it's, you know, they're getting something that's pretty attainable, then, you know, that's just what it is, right? I mean, it's 31, you know, you have a much more likely chance of getting the first down. So, you know, third and three, but if it's like third and seven or whatever, hey, it might be a little bit different. But remember, like how it was in Cincinnati, and we had, you know, third down and they went over top to Jamar. So, yeah, we just had to play a little bit more smarter football. Put it that way. More aggressive on third down. That's what I like. I like aggressive football on third down, right? That's what you try to do. And so I hope Spags dials up a couple of nice blitzes. Something where guys get their hands on the receivers right now, you know, maybe get some hands up in the lanes, you know, to, you know, take off the throw. And so that's what I'm going to look for. You know, this really, I'm more excited to see the defense play than offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's even possible, like for an offensive guy, but I want to see our defense, how they respond and what they do. Right. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they got some firepower on the other side, okay? And our guys are going to be challenged, but I do believe they're up to the challenge. This whole process from them, from day one to where they are right now, they have gotten better. Every single one has gotten better on the defense, and our defense has gotten better. And so I think we're a more solid team as far as pass rushing pressures and all those different things. And I think we'll bring it out this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Cincinnati and their O-line issues, I think they have two or three guys who are reserves playing and starting in their offensive line this weekend. So, I mean, that's something we can take advantage of. We have Chris Jones, and we have Frank Clark, and you have Dunlap, Karlaftis, so all the guys that, you know.
We coming after them. We're going to come after them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hope so. I saw there's two stats. Of the 15 conversions that they've had against us in the 15 of their 25, 13 of those conversions were converted by 1 to 4 yards. So if it was third and two, they were getting, you know, they were getting 1 yard more than what they needed. An efficient offense, you know, whereas you look at that team, they took shot third and five. They're taking shots. They're taking deep shots. But Cincinnati's getting what they need to move the chain.
Right. It's like, why are you throwing that? You throwing that pass on third and short? Oh, okay. To me, I think, like I said before, that's what it would be. Third and, you know, kind of short. Need one more yard to get it, you know. So, that makes sense.
The efficient, smart offense.
And
then also, I saw our guy Lance tweeted earlier, Cincinnati's 0-3 this year when they've allowed five or more sacks. We've had five or more sacks in six games this year. So, could this be our time for another one of those five-plus sacks games? Hopefully.
Yeah, man. So just this right here, the line had to develop. That's where they had to get to. And I think they've done that. And they're going to be humming. They're going to be humming, you know, this week. I'm excited, man. I'm excited to watch this game. I am. And hopefully, and even look, Chiefs beat the Bengals and beat them by 14 or 21. it's still going to be some naysayers, right? There's always still going to be doubters and all, you know, the Chiefs are still not that good and Mahomes is a gimmicky quarterback and everything they do, you know, like, come on, man, you know. So let's expect it. Let's expect it, right? But I know the fans out there in Cincinnati are hoping and praying and wishing that they get a victory in Arrowhead, and it's just not going to happen. Sorry for them. So
what's funny is it's like you'll see the goalposts move. So they don't think we're going to win this weekend. Most experts don't, and public doesn't either. But let's say we win, and let's say San Francisco wins. We win that game. Oh, you guys beat Brock Purdy. You beat Mr. Irrelevant. But if we were to lose to Brock Purdy in San Francisco, then it's like Brock Purdy becomes the upper echelon quarterback in the NFL. But like, right. we win though, we beat a bum, Mr. Irrelevant type guy. It's like there's no win. They move the goalposts.
No win, right, yeah.
Okay, so final topic here, JD, is game predictions. So this is really interesting. So Chiefs opened up as a 2.5 point favorite directly after that Buffalo game. In 3 days, we became a 2.5 point underdog at home. But now with Mahomes' injury and everyone seeing that he's okay, the line has now shifted to being a 1 point underdog. So right now we're a 1 point underdog at home. I was reading online that about 75% of the betting public is on Cincinnati. And one of the rule of thumbs for bettors is when it's 70% or more on one side, that's where you don't want to go that side. So, I'll take to being the 25% this week. But JD, who do you have on Sunday night, and what is your projected score for the game in the AFC Championship?
So my projected score is going to be real simple. It's 28-21. That's what it's going to be. That's what I'm looking at right now. I would believe the defense is going to do a really good job stifling them, you know, quite a few times. But I believe, you know, Kansas City is going to beat them, 28-21. Final thought. I just, you know, to me, even with Patrick's, you know, slight injury, okay, he's still a dynamic player, right? And he's going to be able to make it happen. And I think he's going to be fine on Sunday. I think he'll be all right. He's going to step in, make the throws, because ultimately that arm, that cannon that he has, that's just, man, it's got magic all in it. So if he needs to take off, he'll take off, but I think he'll be fine. If you said he's fine and everybody says, you know, he's okay, he's going to be able to make it, he'll be all right. Right. And the guys will rally behind that. Right. And that's, I think it's another thing too, just kind of just a reminder not to get this man touched. Okay. If he has an injury and whatnot, then let's make sure that nobody is putting their paws on him. Okay. So prediction 28-21.
Nice. Yeah. I believe the total score for this week is 46.5 points. So yeah, I think you have a little slight over that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I think people are disregarding is the fact that Mahomes can be a pocket passer as well. I mean, I was looking at his numbers earlier. I don't have it in front of me, but his numbers of throwing balls in the pocket is pretty good. So he doesn't need to be outside the pocket in order to make magic happen. He can do it from the pocket as well. That's the special thing about him. He can do it all over the place. And last word before we head out of here, NFC Championship game, who do you have in that one? Eagles are a 2.5 point favorite.
Come on, man, Eagles. Yeah, I shared on Twitter. I said, look, man, hey, I love Kansas City through and through, man. That's my heart, you know. But I cut my teeth in Philadelphia, Illy Philly, okay, so they're brotherly love. So I still have love for Philly, no doubt about it. And so I'm looking for the Eagles to get the victory over San Francisco. I just think, you know, Jalen Hurts and them guys are playing at such a high level. They're another team, and Jalen Hurts another guy that hadn't really got his due. Right, it's always something else. Don't like him. I heard like Chris Sims still hating on Jalen Hurts. I think I read something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So doesn't matter. I mean, Jalen Hurts has been playing dynamic football, and you know he don't have to throw it for over 400 something yards, man. But he's a highly efficient quarterback. He's a very smart guy. Makes a lot of plays, and they got some big playmakers up there too, and a great defense. So I'm looking, man, for my Chiefs and the Eagles getting into the to the Super Bowl. And then I make my prediction when we get there with it, all right? But I do believe Chiefs going to win it all. I do believe they're going to win it all, all right? Like I said, man, if it comes down to it, it's like Travis Kelce's mom, like, you know, getting to Super Bowl, Chiefs and Eagles, right? And he's like, you know, got to do what you got to do. It is what it is. So, yeah.
And now you said, imagine it's a lot of things in the stake there. You got the Jason Dunn bull, the Kelsey bull, the Andy Reid bull. I mean, so much connections between the two franchises.
So much connections, man. So many connections. So,
yeah, that should be a good one. It's cool that we have with a 6:30 game Sunday night. So I think you might are you going to be back in back home for this one? Or are you still going to be playing?
No, so I'll still be out this way. Checking it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you'll find a nice spot for good luck on the game for.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Well, that does it for us. Thanks for tuning in to Cheat Concerns, presented by Bet Online. We'll see you guys direct. Well, you'll see probably Lance and I after the game on Sunday. JD will probably be still making his rounds in Los Angeles, but you'll see the real duo back on the show next Thursday for some Cheat Concerns. Hopefully, prepping for the Super Bowl. So
yeah, we will. We definitely will. Okay. Make sure y'all come and check out, all right, the College Bowl, okay, that we have out here. The NFLPA Collegiate Bowl that we're doing on Saturday. Okay. And I think it's gonna be like 6:30 scheduled time on NFL network.
Yes, sir.
It should be a great show, man. Really good game. A lot of talent. All right.
Can't wait. We'll be repping it. Like we said, we'll be repping the national team for our guy, JD.
My man. Yes, sir. All right.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Cheat Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.